Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show topic is the power of positive thinking. We control our destiny, but at the same time, we are a product of the home we come from. The baby boomers are becoming the senior citizens of today. Many were born in the late 1940s after World War II. This was a very conservative era. At this time, people hid away child abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, incest, and any other abuse that went on. It was not until the 1960s that things began to change about child abuse, drug abuse, music, etc. There were even a movie made called The 60s. You started seeing more and more self-help books on shelves. You were now seeing the backlash of that era because the news now reports the issues of today. Drug abuse was accepted back then. Today it's taboo, and the mental health field and law enforcement have an effect on this, as has celebrities write their memoirs. You are learning about how the era of the past influencing today's stories and headlines. Remember, as celebrities write their memoirs, you are learning more about the era of the past and how it's influencing today's stories and headlines. Remember, our parents had low self-esteem and passed along those head trips on to their children. Freud talked about the id, the ego, and the superego. Carl Jung tied it all to science. He came up with transactional analysis and called it the child, the parent, and the adult. However you call it or refer to it, this all comes back to the family dynamics. Whenever there is hidden secrets and one member breaks the silence and breaks the family dynamics, and you hear about this backlash. Look at the Jackson family, look at the Phillips family, etc. Seek help if you need it, but the bottom line is to learn to like yourself. Your parent could be a positive or negative influence on you by the messages they give you. People who need to listen to this show are family therapists, self-employed people, and managers. And it's important, simple reason, that when you are aware of how your way of thinking about yourself is reflected from the home you come from, and you understand how a lot of that influences who you are and where you come from and how you can express your feelings about yourself, your emotions about yourself, or whatever else you need to, that is an important aspect of where you're coming from. It's important to understand how you understand where you're coming from and the ways that you reflect where you're coming from. For instance, let's talk about child abuse. For many years back in the 50s, this was prevalent, but it was always hidden away. It was never talked about. You always, even on the TV shows, you saw the perfect family, like the Cleavers. You know, it was the mother, the father, and the two children. In this case, it was, in some cases, it may be a parent where they are a son and daughter, and it may be a family where there's two daughters, or it may be a family where there's two sons. It doesn't matter, but it's usually the messages that the parent is giving to the children. In the TV, it was always the perfect family. The parents always knew the right answers to give. They always understood how it was that the family worked well. But that was not reality. Many times behind closed doors, what you were seeing was verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. And physical abuse, depending on where you were hit, you saw the signs. But the emotional and verbal abuse, those were hidden things that you couldn't see. But yet at the same time, those were things that really affected you the most. For instance, if you are an abuser, you will constantly belittle someone and tell them how they're helpless and they're worthless and they can't make anything of themselves and how they will never, ever be able to be successful. And so many times a child will accept that as their reality because your parent is supposed to be the one that loves you the most. They're the one that's supposed to believe in you. They're the ones that are supposed to encourage you. But so many times they're only a product of the home they come from. And if they come from a negative environment, then they only know how to treat you negatively and talk negatively to you. Therefore, it is something that you have to be aware of and have to be wanting to change. Because if you are not wanting to change, then what is going to happen is you're only going to be perpetuating all of the negatives in your home. And these are things that you're probably going to have to change. You're going to have to learn to respect yourself. You're going to have to learn to love yourself. Think about what Freud said when he talked about the id, the ego, and the superego. Because these things are always in conflict with each other, especially in the way you come across and the way you see things and the way you hear things. So you need to be aware that what does the id say? The id is something that's inside you, and it's supposed to be the difference between right and wrong. And the same thing about the ego. But these are things that are in conflict with each other. And then what happens is, say you come across in a specific way that you are making people aware of. And the thing is, what happens is when you say things, you often repeat the things that were said to you because those are things that you always heard and you don't know how to respond differently. So unless you're willing to change and accept the fact that probably your parents were not right, then or that they were not looking out for you in a way that they should have been looking out for you, then these are things you have to be aware of and be wanting to change. Because if you're not willing to change, if you don't really want to change, then what's going to happen is you're going to perpetuate all of those negatives in your home with your children. And they're also going to be passing all those things along. So think about it. When someone's a bully in the school, it's usually because that's what they how they learn to respond to situations by the home environment they come from. Because if a parent is domineering and controlling, and you've got a child that's trying to do something, and then you're trying to break their spirit, then what happens is they're going to act out in other ways. They're going to go into school and act out. They're going to if they grow up in a home where it's an abusive home or one person is very negative, then that's the way they learn to talk, and those are the things they say. And I'm going to give you an example of a friend of mine. She grew up in a home where she was never shown respect by her parents. So what happened was, when she got married, she married a man that ran around on her because he came from an environment where the father ran around the mother all the time. The mother never spoke up and never said anything. So he learned that was the proper behavior that you use in a marriage. And then after 12 years, she decided that she was not going to accept it, and she spoke up to him. And she said, And she basically told him she wanted out of the marriage. Well, he did not want the marriage to dissolve, so he agreed to change. He did to an extent, but he still ran around on her, but not as much and not as obvious about it. And he used a lot of emotional abuse on her. So that what happened was, and she accepted it, so that what happened is now her son is an adult, and he goes with women that remind him of his mother, but he has not gotten married, and he's in his 30s, and she's talking about wanting to have grandchildren, but the problem is that he was only a product of the home he came from, and he realizes that he does not want that kind of environment for himself, so he has chosen not to go that route. So as you can see, usually it's a situation where you have to be aware of the environment that you are creating in the home and how you can make those changes and make them better, make them worse, however. But it's up to you to understand how you have control over your life and the decisions that you make. And when we talk about child abuse, we are talking about physical and emotional, and you also had sexual abuse, you also had incest. Incest is what Mackenzie Phillips has been talking about. And remember, what happened, if you go back to the 50s, the conservative time, then as the 60s came on, if you remember how that was the beginning of when there were protests against the Vietnam War, there was more understanding that people became more verbal about how they wanted to take advantage of or how they wanted to learn that they had more control over what was going on. So when you think about it, we all have an effect on our environment. We all have an effect on the control. It's a matter of understanding where you come from and how you influence and can change your behavior. And everyone has to look back at the home environment that they come from. Now, recently on a soap opera, they've been talking about physical abuse, although they've not really been pushing it. But the storyline is a young couple in high school, and he's always telling her, you're putting out the wrong messages. You're leading me to believe her. And then when he finds he's not getting her to follow through on what he wants, and what he's doing is he's hitting her, and he's pushing her, and he's becoming physical with her. And why she's accepting it is because she grew up in an environment where it was, their parents had never married, the father had never been in her life, partly because the mother refused to allow the father in her life, but also, and the mother was very controlling, and she always wanted her children to be perfect, even though she was perfect, and the daughter's feeling like she's not the perfect little daughter, and she doesn't know what to do, and she doesn't know how to respond, so she's letting the physical abuse in this relationship go on. And this is just an example. And another example is that I can tell you about 10, 15 years ago, I was involved with someone. And what I found was that, and I had the feeling that he had been somehow sexually abused himself, because some of the things that he liked to do when it came to sex was anal sex. Anal sex is an abusive way of controlling women because it's very painful. And he had certain things that he liked to do during sex that turned him on. And the reason he did this was because he had no other option available to him. This was all he knew. So when you think about it, who you are and where you come from depends on the family you are and the family that you come from. If you come from an environment where it's where the parents allowed that to go on, and I had the feeling that somehow he had been sexually abused by his mother at a very young age, because she could not get an erection without playing with himself. During sex, he would lose the erection. Only unless he was doing it anally did he have the control over it. So there's just a lot of things that you need to think about, and how those things early on in your life affect where you are as an adult. And it's important for you to understand how you can change things to make it better if you are aware of the abuse. Now, here's something that can happen, and you've seen about it and you've heard about it, but you haven't heard about it recently, is multiple personalities. And multiple personalities occur because early on in a child's age, they were abused somewhere. You really saw that with Michael Jackson and the way he was as an adult and the voice that he used, that he was arrested at an early age because he really had no childhood. And along the way, and it was documented that the father abused the children, and he really had no avenue of way of getting the help he needed, and so his way of dealing with it was through the drugs. Often you will find people that have issues within themselves, they turn to drugs, especially if it's hard for them to talk to someone. And if they have a habit of turning their back to you when they talk to you, that's because they have such low self-esteem that they really don't like the person that they see in the mirror every day. And it really is very painful for them to deal with people, so that they turn to alcohol as a way of releasing, because the alcohol has some type of inhibitors in it that releases those things that have the control over you, which allows you to express your feelings and emotions that you may not ever have been able to express. Another example is Andrew, and I forget his last name, but he was tied to the cosmetics company. And many years ago, it has even been a movie made about it, where he would drug women up and then have their lifeless bodies and do videos and have sex with them. And these are all examples of people who had deep down issues, and they acted out in odd ways as a way of expressing their outburst. So it's just being aware that how psychology really plays into who you are. And I know a lot of people say, oh, if you pray to God, he will solve your problem. In so many ways, he does help you to believe in yourself and to think positively. But if you have deep-seated psychological problems, that's not going to solve your problem. You have to get help. You have to be aware of why you act out the way you do, because so many times we suppress the emotions that we have because we're afraid to express what it is that we're really feeling. We're afraid to express the emotions that we have. Men are afraid to cry because they've always been told it's not a man is strong and a man doesn't show emotion. Well, it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone has the right to show emotion in any situation. It's that you have to be aware of how your early experiences affect who you are today. If you are a teenager or an adult in their 20s and you want to have a relationship with someone and you want to get married, all you've got to remember is you are taking those same feelings. You're taking those same things back into the home with you. Now, what I'm going to do is talk about Eric Berne's theory on transactional analysis, because that's something that is easy to show you how it affects the things you say. For instance, If you are someone who is always told you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't think for yourself, you can't hold a job, you can't, then sooner or later you believe you can't. And here's a good example of that. I grew up in a home where there was a lot of negative things being said. And my mother came from a home where there was a lot of hostility, so she liked to create the hostility around her. That was important to her, to be able to create this, because she is so used to it that she doesn't know how to be any different. And what has happened is that my youngest sister is very much like my mother, and even though my mother is now in her 90s, and doesn't really know what's going on around her and just keeps repeating the same thing over and over again. And a lot of that's because so many times she really had no life. She did what she was told. And you got to remember, my mother grew up in a Jewish home. They came, her parents came from Europe. They were the Eastern Europeans, and the way they were raised and the things that they knew. My grandmother came from a home where the father ate first and then the children ate last, so whatever was left. My grandmother was so afraid to let go of a dollar that she would always go to the apartments where they were the cheapest. Many a times, from the stories my mother told, they went to the cold flats where there was 12 people in the home, or my mother's twin died, so 11 people in the home, and they had a bathroom down the hall instead of in the home, so they shared it with other families. So half the time, the children never got to go and take a bath or clean up before they went to school the next day. Plus, my grandmother was of that era where you did not send, where it was more about keeping the children home to help out. And because there was 10 children, the older ones had to help with the younger ones. So the environment there was such that that's what she learned from. So my mother, when it comes to spending money, is very tight because she's afraid that she's not going to have anything. And today, my younger sister is here staying with my mother and is spending 6 months out of the year, and then having to watch her do the cooking for her. And today, you have things like Meals on Wheels, or you have supportive living where she could go downstairs and eat breakfast, and this way she wouldn't have to worry about cooking for herself. It's not her age, it's the fact that she's lost her hearing and she's got macular degeneration, so she can't see things like she used to see to do for herself. So she's dependent on other people to do it for her. So what's happened is that you have one person who has already told her, I don't want to be the caregiver, and yet she's put in that role of the caregiver. She likes the control of the money, but yet because of the environment that she grew in, she thinks it's okay to abuse her sisters and talk very negatively to them. And that is what she's doing is creating the same hostile environment that her mother created. And it's because they're used to the hostility around them that's all they know is the hostility. And this is what I've been doing, is showing you examples of different things. And now what I want to do is talk more about how you can take and change those things and become more positive in your life. And what that means is you're going to have to learn to think of some things in ways that you can really learn to change. And in transactional analysis, we talk about the child, the adult, and the parent. The parent says, you should. So what I want you to do is write down all the things that you hear in your head that your parents told you for years what you should do. Because these are the things that are affecting how you live your life. And when you think about it, all the things that you repeat to your children or that they repeat in their relationships all come from the home that they're living in. And you need to figure out a way to change that behavior and change how you see people and how you think about people and how you control different things. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you change where you're coming from now and how you can control your environment? And remember, if you want to succeed in business, then you have to think positively. And a lot of times, it's not that someone can't have their own business, it's that they're afraid to because they're so used to hearing, oh, you got to go out and get the job where your health care is covered, your medical is covered, and even your dental, whatever you need, you're getting it. And you have all the services available to you. And what happened to me was that many years ago, when I was a child, growing up at 12 years old, I realized that the environment that I was growing up in was not a healthy environment for me, so I always somehow distanced myself from them. Every time my father would hit me, I would go in my bedroom and I would cry, and I would talk to God and I would ask him, why me, why me? And I eventually came to the conclusion that that why me was that for me it was someone who had to learn to that the environment that I was in was not a healthy environment. And once I understood that, then I had to learn how to believe in myself. But it was not until I entered college and started studying psychology and mental health and understanding what was going on around me did I learn to change what was going on, and I learned to believe in myself. And the reason I go into that is that I grew up with a disability. I grew up in an era when there were few opportunities for people with disabilities. There were few opportunities in the workplace. I had to figure out a way to find and make opportunities for myself so that I could find the success that I chose. And what I had to do was listen to the things that were being said to me, and I had to learn to create affirmations, to believe in myself. I also had to learn to accept the fact that things always happen within their time. They never happen on your time, because for me, for instance, and let me go through and tell you how some of the experiences that I've had have led me up to where I am today. And when I entered the workforce, there were no opportunities for people with disabilities. So I had to learn to look at my education. I had to look at what it was that I had a passion for, and I had to learn to decide what it was that I wanted to do, and I started my own business. And when I started my own business, I did not have the support systems in the family, because their attitude was, you're handicapped, you can't live on your own, and you need to be on Social Security. And I believed that I could achieve whatever I chose to achieve. And initially what I did was, because my background was in counseling, I looked to do group therapy and offer group therapy sessions. And what I found was that because I didn't have the master's degree as a therapist, that was very difficult, but I had the training to offer it on my own, and that was the route that I was going. But what I wanted to do was psychodrama, and psychodrama was not actually accepted down in the South. It was up north, but it was not down south. So that's something that takes time, and I struggled to take care of my basic needs, such as my rent and my electric bill and my light bill and my phone bill and whatever else I needed. And when I went to my family, their answer was, go to the government for assistance. And how come you can't get this? And how come? And that's because all my mother wanted was free money. She resents the fact that I am living on my own, even today. and still does not even admit to a lot of the things that she should be admitting to. So what we can do is look at ways and things that we can do to help each other live a better life, how we can change how we talk to each other, how we can be supportive of each other. And what I found when I entered college was I surrounded myself and created a support system that I didn't have within my family. And I also began to read self-help books, things like Eric Burns' book, that's Thomas Gordon's book on scripts people live. Because if you think about it, the scripts you live, those are things that people told you over time that you should believe about yourself. But they may not be what is reality. So what you need to think about is how can you change some of the things that you think about yourself and think more positively. How can you put together affirmations that can turn around and help you to learn to believe in yourself? And some of the ways is to not only I talked about writing down what the parent said, the child says, I want. Write down all the things that you hear yourself saying that you want that's coming from your child within you. Then look, the adult says, I am able to. So you look at all of the things that you do the same thing, and you finish the sentence for I am able to, and all of the things that you believe that you can do. And you have to then look at those affirmations. Look at how you can change those negatives into positives and reword them and write them down so that you can keep repeating themselves, repeating these things to yourself so that you can believe in them and that you can believe that you really like who you are, that you are important. You have to say, I am the best at what I can do. I am going to be known as the top expert in what it is that I do. And keep saying it till you believe it. Then you need to look at what it is that you really want to do. If you are someone who can be an entrepreneur but is not an entrepreneur, or someone told you you don't know how to have your own business, then what you need to do is change that. Change that way of thinking so that you can believe in yourself, so that you can choose to accept the fact that you can be an entrepreneur, that you can be successful in all of the things that you're doing. So let's think of some things that we can do that can really help you to believe in where you're coming from. Let's look at the things that we can do that can really help you say, I am successful, and how can I choose to be the best at what it is that I really love to do? And then let's begin to repeat these things over and over again until you believe it. Because when you believe the things, then you will be as successful as you possibly can. So what is it that you can do that can really help you to learn to believe in yourself? What is it that you can do to really think more positively? And how can you begin to learn to accept who you are and where you come from? Because the more that you learn to accept yourself and really like yourself, then the more you will be what you really want to be, the more that you will be able to achieve the goal that you actually set for yourself. And what we want to do is help you to reach those goals. That is a very important part of where you come from, how you really accept yourself, where you believe that you come from. So how can you really change a lot of those things and begin to really learn to accept who it is that you are and how you can begin to believe in where you are in life? How can you understand that the environment that you grew up in was a very unhealthy environment? And here's another story that I think can emphasize that. I grew up in a family that was religious-wise, the Jewish education is a very important part of the religion. And yet, because the environment that my grandmother created, my aunts and uncles did not encourage their children to get a higher education because they were not encouraged to get a higher education. I had cousins that finished college, but a lot of them, if they had a photographic memory, they could go and make A's in a class even though they would sit there and not even study because they didn't have a home to study in. And it didn't dawn on them to go to the library and spend their time there. So if you are someone who came from that kind of environment, then how can you change it to begin to become more positive? How can you learn to believe in yourself? And I know I've been talking about affirmation, and these are one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is get around successful people. Find out what it is that made them successful and how can they begin to, or how can they help you find and the things that are going to make you successful in life. And it all ties in together. When you think about all of the things that you want to achieve in your personal life, you want a good marriage. You have to learn to be supportive of your mate. You have to learn to be encouraging. One of the reasons that I never married was because I came from an environment where there was a lot of negativity and a lot of abuse. And I found that I did not like that abuse. I did not want to be abused. So what did I do? I had to figure out a way to change that. And one of the things that I did to change that was to get away from my family because they were not willing to change. They were not willing to accept the changes in me. So I had to figure out what it was that I was going to do that was going to make my life better. And how can I be more successful in making those choices? It's important to understand just how the environment that you come from influences how it influences your choices and your anything else. It's a matter of learning that you have to begin to believe in yourself. You have to learn to think in ways that you can begin to support where you're coming from and how you believe in where you are. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to grow? What are some of the things that you can really do that can help you believe in yourself? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you support yourself? And how can you get the people around you that can support you? Many times that's your friend. Many times that's a teacher. How many times have people gone into professions simply because they had a friend or a teacher that took an interest in them and helped them change the way they saw themselves and helped them believe in the fact that they can succeed at anything that they choose to do? So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to believe in where you're coming from and learn to believe in the things that you can achieve and how you can begin to grow? Because if you think positively about yourself, then you can achieve anything that you choose to achieve. You can do all of the things that you can really help yourself achieve. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to believe in where you're coming from and believe in who you are and the support where you are at the time? So it's a matter of learning to change your way of thinking about yourself, getting a support system in place, and realizing that you are not alone. Now, I mentioned the 60s and how that changed, and that was the beginning of when a lot of the children that were a product of the conservative era of the 50s were becoming adults, and many of them turned to drugs and alcohol as a way of dealing with the emotions and the lack of being able to converse with each other. So what are some things that you can do that can really help you to make the choices that you need to make? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to believe in the choices that you are making for yourself? And how can you begin to think in terms of being successful? And what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to learn to believe in where you are coming from? And what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you become more positive about yourself? And how can you think of some things that can really help you to benefit in a way that will teach you how to think more positively and how to get it out away from the drugs? In the 60s, part of the reason that the drugs became more prevalent was that we were in the midst of the Vietnam War. And during that time, because of the environment that was going on in Southeast Asia and the fact that there was poppy seeds available, so many of the boys at the military began to take the drugs as a way of dealing with the environment that they were in. For instance, many of them went over there thinking they were fighting a similar war to World War II, when in essence, it was really nothing more than a guerrilla warfare. It was very similar to what went on in Korea. And it was a country that was in a civil war, and really they wanted the outsiders, the other countries, to come in and win the war for them. And then they were not willing to join in with the military. So and you're seeing that the same situation going on today in Afghanistan. They really don't want us there, but we're there because we feel that we need to be. And there are so many things that we need to look at and how what's going on is affecting what's really going on in their heads, because it's really in your head how you think about yourself, whether you like yourself, whether you hate yourself, whether it all comes from your head, and it all comes from the things that you were told as a child. When you think about communication and the way you communicate and the way you talk to each other, that is a product of the home life you come from. That's the way your parents talk to you. And it's what we want to do is help you to begin to think positively about yourself and think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you to learn to believe in yourself and your abilities. How can you choose to do what it takes to make you successful? How can you change all of the negatives in your life to become more positive? Because that is what it's all about, becoming more positive about yourself, understanding where it is that you are coming from and how you can learn to believe in yourself and learn to think more positively about yourself and to learn to like yourself, and how you can begin to treat other people the way you want to be treated. For instance, my mother for years would say make negative remarks about people and think that, you know, and talk about them behind their back. She was really two-faced. My younger sister learned to be exactly like her. To her friends, she comes across one way, and behind closed doors and how she treats her sisters is totally the opposite. And then doesn't understand how what she's doing is creating a negativity in the home and how it's affecting what is happening. So what you need to do is to learn to look back on your early childhood. Look at how you are treating your children. Look at how you're treating your peers. Where is the conflict? We want to teach you how to have better relationships with people, because if you learn to have good relationships, then you can build a business for yourself, because having a good relationship with someone is what's going to build your business. So we want to kind of spend the last 10 minutes talking about how you can become more positive. And what I want to do before I spend the time talking about how you can change the things is to remind you, you can go to my website, which is http://www.1, and that's the number 1, personalcareercoach.com. There I have assessment profiles that I use, one on team building, which is talking about relationships, one on communication, which helps you with relationships and learning how to think more positively and talk more positive. Understand that we all have different behavior patterns within us. Some are our strengths, some are our weaknesses, and to learn to accept them and understand where we come from and how they influence how we work in the workplace. Those are things that can help you begin to think about how you can improve where you are coming from and how you can become a more positive influence on yourself and on the people around you. We want to help you begin to believe in yourself. If there's anyone out there that has any stories that they can tell of some things that happened to us, and you've got to remember that if someone came from an environment where incest went on, where sexual abuse went on, then that is something that they have chosen to perpetuate and pass along and have chosen to do with their children. And it's also created a very unhealthy environment, and it created a very lack of self-esteem and low self-esteem to the point that the person is probably thinking very negatively about themselves. You can change that, but you have to begin to understand where it is that you're coming from and how you relate to those experiences, how you can begin to believe in yourself, how you can begin to think more positively about yourself. Read books by Eric Byrne. Read self-help books. There's even the one by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Because as much as anything, if you believe in yourself, then how much money you have coming in is not what you're rich in. If you're rich in love and respect, if you respect the people around you, then that is the big thing that you need to be more aware of, and how you can change those things to become more positive about yourself, how you can think in terms of, I respect myself, I really like myself, I like where I'm coming from, I like who I am. If you can say those things about yourself, then what is happening is that you are going to believe in who you are and what it is that you want in life, and you're going to achieve everything that you want to achieve in life, because you really believe in who you are and where you come from. And if you come from a negative environment and you can't change it yourself, you really need to get into therapy. There are places to go where you can get the help you need. There are associations that you can go to, and you can call the Mental Health Association and find out what groups are available. I came from Atlanta, and we had a magazine called The Creative Loafing, and there was a section there called The Happening Section. And in that Happening Section, you found a section that told you what groups were meeting and when they were meeting, so that you can call them and become involved in them. So these are things that you need to look at and begin to choose to decide that that is something that you really want to do, is change in your life, and how you can really make the choice to make those changes. Because until you are willing to change that, if you are willing to accept the fact that the environment that you grew up in was a negative environment, then it's very difficult for you to decide that you want to make that change and go out there and change your life to become a more successful individual. So the importance of understanding why positive thinking about yourself is a very important aspect of where you come from. And one of the reasons that I chose to talk about child abuse as much as anything is because I grew up in an environment where there was child abuse, in an environment where the dichotomy is I have a disability, my older sister has a disability. Her personality was such that she needed to be pushed and encouraged to find success, to find employment, to live independently, that because she was not encouraged, because she kept being fed a lot of negativity, that what happened was her self-esteem is so low that she turns around and she physically abuses herself. She has abused herself over 40 years, that it's almost second nature to her to just start beating up on herself in her sleep. So remember, if people are doing things, it's usually because of how they see themselves, and they don't really understand that what they need to do is learn to become more positive about their lives and to learn to become more self-sufficient, because the more you achieve in doing for yourself, the more opportunities you're going to have to become more successful in any of the choices that you make. So remember, what kind of choices are you making today? Are they good choices or bad choices? How can you change that to begin to make better choices in your life? And I can't say I'm the expert on it, because I can say that it's still a work in progress for me. Let me tell you that for the last year, I have pretty much been in influx in my personal life. There were some things that I had started, but I couldn't really work on and achieve because of what was going on in my personal life. The economy caused my income to get decreased to the point that I was having a hard time paying my rent. And what money that I had coming in from the Department of Transportation for living expenses had expired. And I knew that if I didn't take part of it, and if I used all of it simply for my rent, then when that money was used up, I would be back in the same situation that I was before. So I understood that for me, what that meant doing was I took part of that money and registered my nonprofit organization. I started the 501c3 and got all the books. Then what I did next was I understood that I was being homeless, and I tried to find a way out of that. But what happened was I ended up staying with my sister for about 6 months. During that time, I applied for SSI. I applied for food stamps. Used that to have food to eat. Used that to take care of my basic needs, and that by staying with her, I had a roof over my head. The problem is that she made stupid, snide little remarks, because that's all she knew how to talk to me. Wasn't very supportive. Only wanted me to apply for all the government assistance, because that's what my mother looked for. And yes, once I got on it, then they were willing, partly because she wants me down in Florida and out of Atlanta. But the fact of the matter was, I still now have a roof over my head that by getting SSI, I am able to pay for those expenses. I still get my food stamps. And now I'm sitting in a position where I can actually take out my book that I have for my nonprofit and start doing the process of applying for the 501c3. And then once I become accredited, then I can apply for grants. And once I get the grant, then I can turn around and start working towards getting the other things that I want to do. So sometimes things are a process. It took a whole year for me to get through what I went through, because it was really in October that I started to struggle, and it was September that I started September and October that I basically used up the balance of my money, and then had enough to keep a roof over my head for November and December, and then in January I more or less ended up homeless. But now it's October, and I now have a roof over my head that is mine, and I have the keys to walk in and out of the door and lock the door and take care of myself. So what I'm trying to say is, if you begin to think positively about yourself and begin to believe in yourself, then even though you may be in hardship, but it's also a situation of you have to look at yourself, you have to respect yourself, you have to accept the fact that we all have ups and downs in our lives. We all go through times when times are hard. We all go through times when things are good. Problem is that you have people around you that have never struggled, and they don't know what it is to struggle, and they don't know how to appreciate the person around them. They're only looking at it through rose-colored glasses. They are not someone who can become empathetic to you. So how can you change it so that you can begin to believe in yourself? And because remember this is my last statement on this, that unless you believe in yourself, in your success, then if you're expecting it to come, your happiness to come from someplace else, that will never happen, because only you can learn to begin to respect and like yourself. And in the last 20 seconds or so, I want to remind you that if you need assistance or you want coaching, you can go to my website, and that website is the1personalcareercoach.com. I offer advocacy coaching, career coaching, and life coaching.